Welcome to Flashback Recap. I'm Mike.
And I'm Patty.
And this is a special episode. Over the weekend, both me and Patty both watched Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And we had some thoughts on it.
We have a lot of thoughts on it.
We do. For those of you who have not seen, spoiler alerts all over the place. So go watch it on Discovery Plus or HBO Max.
I think you can rent it on Amazon Prime as well.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a tough watch, but it is worth the wait. It is very informative.
Like just the title alone, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. I mean, like, just going into it, even if you didn't know what it was about, like, that sounds pretty awful. Like, you
Yeah.
just know you're going into something wicked.
Oh, the premise of the show, for those who are not or who have, it's been all over the news this week. All the stuff that happened behind the scenes of the Nickelodeon kid TV shows of the mid-90s into almost the late 2000s. I didn't, since, I stopped watching, I didn't realize they were still going on that long.
I didn't either. That was news. Okay, let's be real. The whole thing was news to me, but yeah, that was
Oh
absolutely news to me. I didn't realize. I think they were saying like some of the shows were going into like 2017.
yeah. Oh yeah. Like
Honestly,
the
those ones I'd never even heard of.
yeah. So let's get into the main. Basically, they said that there was a lot of shady shit that was going down, and it started at the top with this guy from named Dan Schneider, who helped create, started with All That, and then went to the Amanda Show, which started obviously Amanda Bynes, and then grew out. From there, from all of the shows that he created, and he was the showrunner, he was the head of all of the writing rooms, and there was he, this guy.
Yeah, he was the man on top. He
Yeah.
basically made all of the decisions. He had all of the control.
And it went to his head.
Oh, he absolutely abused it.
Yeah.
100%.
He abused his paid sexist comments, sexist policies. They had, the first year, they had two women in the writer's room, and their names were Christy Stratton and Jenny Kilgen. And they had to share one salary. They had to split it. And
When
that's.
all of the men all got their own salary, they didn't have to split anything.
Yeah. And he made comments about how women weren't funny, but why hire women for your writer? And, to fill quotas. But yeah, he did very demeaning things. He was angry and vindictive if you weren't on his good side, and he made it known who was and was not on his good side. He made people, talked people into giving him back rubs, worked inappropriate jokes and situations of a lot of times of a sexual nature into kids' television.
That were like looking at it now as an adult, I can very clearly see that these were 100% adult jokes being worked into a kid's show. As a kid, I wouldn't have understood that. Like the Mr. Pickle Man, I don't remember seeing that on TV as a kid, but like watching it now, the when they had Everybody Loves Raymond,
Yeah.
Romano, right? When he's locked in a room, I don't know the premise of the show. I don't know why he is locked in this room, but there's a hole where there's supposed to be a doorknob, and he's screaming that he's hungry. And so Mr. Pickle Man comes up with this tray of like hundreds of pickles
Big
and
ass, thick, long pickles.
really big pickles, and then proceeds to insert the pickle through the hole that, like, let's be real, it
It
looks
was
like
a
a
glory
glory
hole.
hole.
Yeah.
And then Ray Romano very, very excitedly eats the pickle. And
So,
you can hear him through the door moaning
like,
while
that was a
he's,
good
that's
pickle.
what I'm saying. Like, I.
So here's the two, as a kid, I vaguely remember Pickle Man and being like, hey, what's the deal with this guy? Why does he love pickle? He's always around with a pickle. What's his deal? That's as deep as it went. But Ray Romano is was my age then as I am now, and I get it. And he's a comedian, so what the fuck was he signing on for?
That's my thing. When you go back and look at, there's so many adults on set. There's so many adults that were, cast in this show playing parents and everything. Like, how did nobody step in and just be like, "Hey, like, that's actually incredibly inappropriate." Like,
That's where Dan Schneider's power trip comes in, because
yeah.
anybody who said anything, they made a lot of comments in the document about parents and, one of the directors, the only guy who had power was able to tamp it down. But, they were mysteriously disappeared. But not, they didn't kill him. They were no longer on set.
Make it sound like the Sopranos Tim.
Yes, the guy disappeared. We don't talk about him no more.
Wrong network. Yeah, no, they definitely, especially Christy and Jenny, made multiple comments about how they were not just scared for their jobs, they were scared for their careers because he repeatedly reminded them that they would not work anywhere
Not
if
just for Nickelodeon, but Viacom
absolutely.
owns a lot of different, they own CBS, and that's that you're not gonna that's like a third at that time, a third of the job opportunities.
Right. And let's also talk about real fast the back rubs because it was, they said mostly, which to me seemed like pretty much almost all women that were being forced to rub his back, rub his shoulders and everything. And it happened literally every day on set. And it wasn't just cast members or anything. It was, people were pulled from wardrobe.
Yeah, they said a lot from the costume department.
Yes, and to come and rub his back and give him a massage, which that is wildly inappropriate. And the sad thing is like that is like literally just the tip of the iceberg. This docuseries, I feel like only like just touched the tip of the iceberg as far as Dan Schneider goes. I know a lot of the other stuff that we've heard is absolutely rumor. But I do feel like there is so much more that happened that we are
Meaning to
not
say that
privy
it
to.
is alleged that he did that. There's not,
That's what I'm
any
saying.
that,
It's rumor. Yeah, it's rumor that he may have impregnated, a couple cast members that were very clearly under the age. And this dude's
Oh,
evil.
see, Dan Schneider, I never,
Yeah.
that may be some other stuff on the internet, right? But did they say that in the docuseries?
No, that's what I said. It's rumors. That's
Oh,
outside
okay.
of the docuseries.
Yeah, because I know the docuseries is very clear about he has not been, no one has said accused him of doing anything with a child.
Right, that's what the docuseries said. The rest of the internet is flaming him and saying that's absolute bullshit. Specifically, I don't even know if I should say this. I'm just going to say it since I'm on the topic. Is that okay? Supposedly Amanda Bynes has like a secret Twitter and she's had it for multiple years and she, if it is Amanda Bynes, came out and said that when she was 13 that she was impregnated by Dan Schneider and that she was forced to have an abortion. So, I'm just
Which
saying.
that's like my entire reaction to this whole, but that's not, and
Yeah.
as if all that shit wasn't enough. That's kind of like the whole first episode and a little bit of the second episode. The second episode deals with some of the people who went a little further than Dan.
Right.
Like, they focus first on Jason Handy, who was a production assistant, which basically his job was kind of to follow the kid, all the kids. There's a law that says their parents or a guardian or an adult has to be with them at all times. Well, they got around some of those laws by having production assistants be with the kids, so that way they could get rid of some of maybe the parents who would stop some of the things, these inappropriate jokes from
Right.
happening. Well, they're with a PA, we trust the guy. Okay.
Right.
Oh, this part made me so. I have not had this visceral of a response to a TV show since Finding Neverland about Michael Jackson and the two people who were in that show. Oh, he struck up relationships with me. You don't even have to say allegedly because he was convicted,
Right.
with multiple children. And when the police finally raided his house, they found envelopes of souvenirs, like underwear from little girls and 10,000 plus pornographic images on his computer
And
and
like
hard copies.
in these bags were all names. They all had names
Oh,
on them. They were all
yeah.
specific to a little girl. I like that actually made me sick to my stomach.
I
Like
was
in the
physically fucking
docuseries,
nauseous.
in when watching the first episode, like it was really clearly upsetting. By the time I got to the second episode, I was sick to my stomach watching this. I just, oh my God, my brain is like, it's trying to like process and like
Oh,
still,
yeah.
I'm still like processing everything that we
I.
watched last night. Because I binged all four episodes, and so my brain was kind of overloaded with disgust. But like, I can't imagine being a parent in that situation now that I have a kid, and being a parent in that situation and finding out that somebody that you were supposed to be able to trust to take care of your child and to stand up for your child and be like your child's backbone because you can't be there,
Yeah.
did this and has this stuff of your kid makes me sick to my stomach.
So there was one thing that maybe it's because, we're like, oh, at some point I was like, okay, I kind of need to block it out, like not pay attention for a second. Did he ever do anything with the kids that he collected the underwear from? Did they ever state?
Is he the one that kissed the 9-year-old?
I believe, yes, and then said, oh, don't tell anybody, it was a mistake. Yeah, that was
Because
all
he
they.
tried to open mouth kiss her, and
Yes.
then she
Yeah.
closed off and he backed off. And so that's the, I think that's the only,
That's
I
as far
think.
as they said that he went.
I think so.
Okay. Which that.
Is still fucked up.
Yeah.
The little girl was like
Nine.
9. That is my niece's age.
The mother was on the show. Not that they didn't give the mother's last name. I thought because the mother was on the show and not the girl that they were going to say she killed herself, which thankfully that wasn't the outcome. She just didn't want to participate.
Was she the little girl that was smooched?
Yeah.
She was? Okay, I didn't know.
Yes, she was the mother who was talking. Yeah. Am I getting it? So all.
I think you maybe I just don't know for sure that that I know what happened with this little girl was that he had been emailing and that he had sent her a video, saying that he was thinking of her and he was nude and he was pleasuring
Yeah,
himself.
all of it. No matter how many he did it to, it doesn't.
Well, my point though
Yeah.
is that I actually don't think, can I say her name? Brandy. I don't think that Brandy was the, I don't think that was the little girl that got kissed. I think
Oh,
that, because
okay.
I think that was said later on, and I don't think that little girl's name was said. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. This dude's a fucking disgusting person.
Still. It gets worse
It does. God, it
because then
does.
another guy who worked, he was a dialect coach and he is a like a well-known dialect coach. Like
Oh, he's got
his name
friends
was
everywhere.
Brian Peck and he was convicted in 2003. He pled no contest, sir, and was convicted of abusing a child, John Doe. Sentenced to 16 months, which Jason Handy, the guy with all the envelopes, 6 years. This guy physically rapes a child multiple times, uses objects, and 16 months plea deal. So that way that the child didn't have to testify. And the big news about this docuseries is that for the first time, it's revealed who that child is, and it's Drake from Josh and Drake, Drake
Yep,
Bell,
Drake Bell.
whose father was on here. And okay, here's a guy who you do everything right. He was constantly there, he was a present parent, he saw problems, and he said, this guy's always around Drake. He's, a little touchy. Oh, don't worry. He's gay. That's just how he is. He's touchy feely.
They asked him if
Oh.
he was homophobic.
Right. It's like, you must be, and it was like, well, I don't want to be homophobic. So, okay. So we backed off a little bit. And then Brian started whispering into Drake's ear and Drake's mom's ear and putting a wedge in between Drake and his dad and got him pushed out of the picture. And as soon as that happened, bam, that's when the
Well, that's
abuse
when he
started.
stepped in even more so. And the mom, I'm sorry, I don't have nice things to say about this mom, but the mom, because the dad even told the mom that make
Yes.
sure that he is not around our son. This is a problem. I have a bad feeling about this. He's constantly touching him, touching his arm. He's creating a wedge. He was trying to tell Drake that he needed to have a different manager and his manager shouldn't be his father, trying to, again, create that wedge and create distance so that way he could maneuver in. And so the dad even told the mom, make sure he is not alone with our son. And what does she do? As soon as he gets shoved out, she's like, oh, of course, you have auditions. You can go stay the night at Brian Peck's house. He'll just take you.
Yeah, because it was easier because he lived in the area where the auditions were. And
How do you not take that seriously when
plus,
your child's father is telling you this man's a problem? Don't
yeah.
allow him. I'm telling you, it's a bad situation. Oh God. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and this has nothing to do with anything, but the dude also had a painting of a clown from John Wayne Gacy, a serial killer who dressed up as clowns. So basically a self-portrait. And he was pen pals with the guy, and he was proud that he had this painting and he had this relationship with this famous guy. Red flag central.
I mean, like, really, and listening to Drake talk about this, like, Brian Peck, he played the long game with this. It was a couple, he put in work for a couple years
No,
to
he groomed
create
the
that
kid.
bond. Yes, create that bond, create that trust, maneuver the dad out who was a roadblock, and to maneuver himself in there. I mean, he played the long game with Drake. And, yep, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I just get so mad that
And
my brain just completely freezes up.
this and I my when then when they after they had to, which you could tell this was the first time he had voiced any of these events out loud, not in a therapy, where he knew it would be for public consumption, because he was very, I would say, like, not to sound all like therapeutic, but like dissociative, like the way he was talking about it in abstract and not specifics. Like they asked him, what happened, and he like would pause and say, just think of the worst thing imaginable, and that's what it was. Like he couldn't say the word. So, I mean, it's 20 years later, and it's not, this, he still hasn't even scratched the surface of dealing with it.
Well, I think he even said at one point that really the only person that he's truly gone into that much detail with is his therapist. And I mean,
Yeah.
I can't even imagine trying to process that. That's so much to process. And there's so many layers to it as well. That poor guy is probably going to be in therapy for the rest of his life.
And he was in trouble a couple of years ago for sending inappropriate text messages and pictures to a minor. And it got stopped before it got to, but, and I was like, oh, yeah, something must have happened to him. I remember thinking that at the time.
He's like the epitome of like hurt people. You
Yes.
know what I mean? And like, I'm not justifying anything. I'm not excusing any type of behavior. That's disgusting behavior. I'm glad it was stopped. He's just a really good example of that.
Well, and it and I and most of my like disgust, aside from the people and what they did, comes from, and this is a system that allows this. Brian Peck goes to jail for 16 months, gets out, and two people who worked with him at Nickelodeon are now running The Suite Life of Zack and Cody on Disney Channel, hire him, and they knew what it was that he did because they wrote letters in support of him for leniency at his sentencing, hired him to be on another children's show.
Because he said that the issue had been resolved.
But they knew what the issue was. There's no way to resolve the issue of I fuck little boys.
But did you, I'm with you 100%.
And
Did
so, I
you read
mean,
though, like what he said to people? What he was, okay, so all these letters in support, right? Ryder Strong and Will, is it Friedel?
yeah.
They were on a podcast, their podcast, somebody's podcast, and they were actually talking about these letters that they wrote in support of Brian Peck. Did you read those?
No, I did not.
They did make a statement on their podcast saying that when they were asked to write these letters, what they were told basically was that there was just a good-looking kid, things went too far. Basically, like he downplayed it so much and took like the whole like issue of abuse out of the situation. And you know, he's like, and I basically I paid the price. Like, and it's never gonna happen again. It was just a moment of weakness, blah blah blah. He downplayed that so greatly, and like I have a
And
really
also
hard
said that the
time.
kid came on to him.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, and I have a really hard time because like I understand, I guess a little bit, I guess where like Ryder Strong and you know a lot of those people who you know wrote letters of support for him, maybe where they're coming from, maybe they were scared of the power that he had and they felt like pressured into it, into writing those letters or whatever. But I don't know, man, but at the end of the day, like I honestly am kind of surprised that they can still have a career after finding out, like after it's come to light that they have, you know, they supported him.
Part of me wonders how many of those. There's a lot of children actors who gave the who wrote those letters. How if it was more than just Drake. I'm just
Oh, I totally
speculating.
agree
I'm
with
not.
you. 100%, totally agree
I.
with you.
But that in this entire Hollywood system failed these children. Not even just the ones who, felt that they were in a poor working environment, all the way up to kids like Drake Bell. And it doesn't sound like anything has changed in the 20 years since this has happened. Like, there's no safeguards. Because they're all ignored. And that's what like the kids who are on now, they're adults, said, this shit needs to change and it hasn't.
I think if anything has changed, that the only reason it has changed is because of the Me Too movement. And I'm not even saying that they've changed much, but if anything has been put into place, I'm willing to bet it's only because of the Me Too movement.
Which that's when Dan Schneider was finally Nickelodeon separated from him. He worked from 1994 until 2018. That's when they finally fired him.
And he'd been investigated multiple times throughout that
Yeah,
time.
but he was
Multiple
making them
times.
money. But until Me Too, that's when they had public pressure. Like, oh, you're working with this guy?
You know, it's interesting because you brought up like the people, the kids that had who are now adults that wrote letters in support of Brian Peck, and whether or not they had maybe been victims of his as well. And what's interesting, because a lot of people are trying to on the internet call out other previous child actors that worked with Dan Schneider, and like Ariana Grande for one. And I didn't read Jeanette McCurdy's book. I'm going to now. But I believe in her book, it was stated that they were offered $300,000. The kids were basically to keep quiet.
Yeah, and sign an NDA.
And she didn't take it. But
Yeah, so
it's
others could
assumed
have.
that others have the ones that are keeping quiet probably did and probably can't come out and say anything because they signed an NDA. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm sorry, I just want to finish my sentence, but it'll be interesting to see what will happen when their NDA expires.
Oh, if it ever does.
If it does.
But, and in her book, she tells stories and she never names names. She refers to someone as the
Creator,
creator, which
right?
when it came out, they're like, oh, is that about Dan Schneider? And she never confirmed or denied, which if she didn't sign the NDA, what the hell she care? But I
I
guess
mean, he
then you don't want
still,
to
I
get
mean, up
sued,
until
but
this point, I mean, up until this docuseries, he probably still had a decent amount of power. I mean, in that world.
yeah, I just
It
I
was a lot. It
it
was
was
a lot watching this.
I hope that the one good thing is, well, two things. One, that it causes change out in Hollywood for children and how they are treated and the environment on their sets. And I get that the Nickelodeon shows and the Disney shows to are different because they're really the only area where it's all children on a set. And so that it's a whole nother animal, I would assume. But it just has to, this cannot happen on this scale, any scale. This can't happen again.
Also, it would be really nice if parents would stop exploiting their children. There were so many parents that failed here to protect their own kids, and
Even the ones who tried.
even the ones who tried. I mean, and then if they were being too loud about trying to, what, I can't remember that one dude's name, but his mom was on set a lot, and she was unhappy with the way that a lot of things were going, and he wasn't welcomed back after season one or season two, I think, of All That, or the Amanda Show. I
Yeah,
don't
he
know.
was, I think it was all that, and he said he was one season away from getting his family like out
Out
of
of
the ghetto.
poverty.
Yeah. And buying them a nice house, and he wasn't asked back. He was fired.
And they both believe that it's because the mom was being so loud about how her son was being treated and what was going on there. Because, I mean, it wasn't even just all sexual. I mean, it was a really toxic environment. The way that he belittled these kids, the way that he talked to and yelled at these kids, because he didn't just treat the adults like shit. I mean, he treated all of the kids like shit. There was a very real fear there. And if you watch old clips and stuff, even stuff that's beyond what's in the docuseries, you can see, like, the complete demeanor change in these kids when he walks on set. There's a very real fear of him there, and it's the amount of like toxicity that was on his sets is it's no wonder that some of the child actors from those days on the Nickelodeon sets unfortunately turned out the way that they did today.
Yeah, and I hope also. One of the other effects of this is that it helps victims to speak up because it's not often that you hear of male sexual abuse victims coming and speaking out because, God. And so I just hope some good comes from this
Well,
show.
the sad thing is that when male victims do speak out, I mean, they're ostracized. And it's
Yeah.
painted that they're crazy and, they've just gone off the rails and everything. Look at that one child actor. You know who I'm talking about. I don't know. He's out. You know who I'm talking about. He's always speaking out against Hollywood and everything and it being,
Corey
full of,
Feldman.
thank you, pedophiles. And, I mean, and look at how everybody treats him. It's just hopefully. Like you said, hopefully the victims will feel comfortable and, brave enough to come out and to say something and, say what happened to them, bring more of this stuff to light so that way, it can be stopped for kids in the future. Oh, I had another thought and I just lost
Yeah, thankfully
it.
we're past the view of society where, oh, men can't get raped. How is that possible? Well, I in God, it had not that I was, hitting up all that and, the all of the Nickelodeon. I'm not watching iCarly on a loop when I binge watch shows, but this has ruined those the memory of these shows for me, and I know for a lot of people, judging by the reaction online, just thinking back on all the me and my sisters, we'd watch TGIF on Fridays and we'd watch SNICK on Saturdays.
Right.
We'd watch, this and, Roundhouse, and it ruins all of those weekend memories
Yeah, it
for
really
us.
does. I remember watching all that. I think that one was probably one of my favorite ones, was all
Oh yeah.
that. And so that's a
We still quote lines from this shows, me and my sisters.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I'm less sad that it's ruined these shows and that time for me, and I'm just more gutted at the just what those
Oh,
kids went through. You know,
yes,
it's like
obviously.
no, and I know that that's like an obvious statement, but it's just like, again, just still trying to process like what those kids, what they all went through and everything, and for such a long period of time. It's really hard for me to wrap my brain around all of that. You know, that it was just it I mean, that's just pure evil. And the fact that all of these kids were just exposed to that, and some of them for such long periods of time, it's really hard to wrap my brain around that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we, I know we were, t it was the, and it's a bad rip, but I think it's kind of important that everybody watches this.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a tough watch. But I mean, it's not just, oh, I'm not in the entertainment industry. When do I ever? I know people who have mentioned things like I didn't, unfortunately, I didn't think I had anything to worry about. A predator is a predator and grooming is grooming, no matter, where you are. So if anybody can be taken out of a situation like this, then I guess the tough watch is worth it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
No.
You look like physically ill. Are
I
you
am.
okay?
I'm tearing up a little bit talking about it. And I just talking about it, I kind of feel like I want to throw up.
I think I'm still in the just trying to wrap my brain around all of it.
Yeah. Dan Schneider did come out with a response video,
Oh, he did, yes.
and where he basically said, on the stuff about him, I was like, could I have been better? And I'm going to paraphrase and shorten it all. You can find it on Twitter, or YouTube. Could I have done better? Yes. Would I do those things now? Absolutely not. I would do things better. I've learned things. I've heard people. I would reach out to those people and apologize. I will be reaching out to people and apologizing. I would definitely not do those things now. As I watch, what everybody said, I was like, I never meant, to create that kind of environment.
Bullshit.
I didn't realize I was doing it right. And then he also said, and it's his comments are backed up by things Drake said in the documentary, that when he found out that Drake was John Doe, he was sick. And said, what do you need? What can I do for you? He didn't write a letter for the abuser,
Right.
to his credit, and was there in whatever way that Drake needed, and kept his privacy because Drake didn't want anybody to know. And he wrote his Drake's mother's statement. That was read because she couldn't put anything into words. And he also floated that an idea, how do you stop, is that there needs to be a therapist on every child's program where they sit down with this therapist. And if it's not, they even an inkling that this child doesn't want to do this show. Let them know what's all involved and the ups and the pros and the cons. And if for 1 minute that kid doesn't want to do it, if he's being pushed it all in by parents who just want to be stage moms and stage dads, sorry, this isn't right for you, and find somebody else. There should be therapists on set, to his credit. Now, the rest of it, I think, was just it was a former castmate from Nickelodeon shows who was interviewing him, so it wasn't like he was up there with Diane Sawyer. But for what it's worth, he did have a response.
I just, it's such bullshit. He didn't learn anything. He's not going to change anything. I mean, let's be real. After this, he's not going to get any work anyways. Nobody's going to touch this fucker with a 10-foot pole, rightfully so. There's no saving his name, his reputation, nothing. There's no saving that after this docuseries, again, rightfully so. So truly at that point, he could have just saved his breath and
But
just
you know
not
what?
even made a
And I think
statement.
this was starting to happen. I am by no means, I'm going to preface this, defending anything that Dan Schneider did. But his name was getting wrapped up with the pedophiles, and people were lumping him together and calling him a pedophile,
He looked
which.
like a fucking pedophile. Who sits in a fucking hot tub with like 13-year-old Amanda Bynes? Like, I'm sorry,
Okay,
but that
but
is so
from the
inappropriate.
pedophile angle, he was fully clothed. I'm not defending.
I know
I'm
what
just
you're
saying
saying. I know what you're
that if
saying.
somebody, if I was just an asshole and people were calling me a pedophile, I'd be like, whoa, let's just pump
I'm
the
just an
brakes on that.
asshole.
I'm just an
Right.
asshole. Even if I murdered a guy and someone was saying I was a pedophile, I would give every detail about how I killed that fucker, but I never touched a kid.
Right.
There's a line, and I wouldn't want to be lumped in, no matter what my crimes were, with that. That is the worst thing you can possibly do. So I think
Yeah.
that's why he had to respond.
I understand. I do. I understand that. You know that Brian Peck, he was working as recently as 2018.
Yeah.
Some, I don't know, TV miniseries called Animal Showdown. Honestly, I wish that more of this stuff would continue to come out, like with the Me Too movement and all, like the assholes, that were basic. Besides Harvey Weinstein, who were flamed because of that, I really appreciate that movement, this docuseries, and everything that is really giving all of these victims a voice to finally be like, "Hear me, hear what I've gone through,"
Yeah.
and like stop praising these sick fucks who. Okay, so they make, they're making money for these big networks and big production companies and everything like that, but at what cost, right? I mean, shit, even Woody Allen, he's still got like massive
Oh, people still hire
supporters.
him, I
Yeah,
swear.
it's just at the end of the day, it's greed, money, and evidently that is more important than, people, children.
I get the argument that it's such a shitty argument, but you should be able to separate someone's job from, like their art from
The
who they
artist.
are. Yeah. And that, you could still make a kick-ass movie, but if you're, it doesn't matter what you do in your personal life, but when what you do in your personal life, the fact that they are able to get away with that kind of behavior is because they're rich and powerful. And how do they stay rich and powerful? They make successful movies. So the more you go to see movies by Woody Allen, you're facilitating him getting away with what he got away with,
Right.
allegedly.
There's got to be a line, separating the art from the artist. Like, it's one thing for someone just to be a little bit of an asshole, and separating, the art from the asshole artist who maybe has like a, a shitty temper or something like that and gets snooty on set and everything and, has like a big ego or something. It's one thing to separate it from that type of artist, but from a pedophile, from,
Yes.
all these other awful, awful situations and all these awful people and everything, there's gotta be a line that like there's no separating the art from that artist.
And just to be clear, Dan Schneider was accused last night of being emotionally abusive to everyone on that set.
Oh, for
Some of
sure.
the kids who worked said that he fucked them up. To this day, they're still dealing with it. So he was abusive, just not physically.
He just wasn't known to be a pedophile.
Correct.
He
Yeah,
wasn't
and
abusing
so,
them
which is still
sexually.
bad enough. You
Absolutely.
know, saying that you mistreated someone so badly that 20 to 25 years later, they still fucked up. Is bad enough. And yeah, like I said, I think when I was texting you, the end of the first episode, I was fuck Dan Schneider. The end of the second episode, in the middle of the second, I was like, this envelope guy, I want to fucking kill him because I'm so nauseous over what he did. And then at the end of the second episode, Drake Bell comes walking up as the surprise John Doe. And it all was just I feel like Dan Schneider's in, as we get some distance from this, he's gonna kind of get a free pass because what he did wasn't the worst thing that happened in this docuseries.
I don't see that happening. Not right now. Not with the reception that I'm seeing on, TikTok and such. If anything, people are flaming him even more so for the allegations that were not in the docuseries. So it's bringing more attention to those allegations. So I don't agree with you on that.
I think if those like if this thing was vetted, they worked on years talking to people to get them. So either the people involved in those allegations either did not feel comfortable coming forward, or
Legally can't.
they can't be. They're not 100. I'm trying not to victim blame. You know what I'm, or they're not true, or they can't be substantiated. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they didn't happen, but these, I think if there was any truth to them, they would have been included in the show. You get what I'm trying to say without saying that none of the things that are being talked about on Twitter didn't happen. I because this has been in the works for a while.
Well, I mean, but there's, I mean, on that note, I get what you're saying, but I guess I'm not, I don't agree with that either, only because there's multiple other people who were not on the docuseries that were
That's
also
true,
greatly
involved in all
affected
that.
by, and were, could have, like we were saying, there could have been other victims of Brian Peck's, for example, and just because they weren't in the docuseries saying,
Right.
hey, this happened to me as well, doesn't mean it didn't happen to them.
Yeah. And I read today that Amanda Bynes was asked to be interviewed but declined.
Oh God, I can't blame her. I can't blame her. That poor girl, because I really feel like just a little bit that we saw, she probably got it pretty bad. So I
Yeah.
can't blame her for just trying to separate herself from that situation.
She's already started to move on and work on herself.
You know, the tweets that I was talking about before, too, I'm pretty sure they're from a couple years ago. They had nothing to do with this
Yeah.
docuseries dropping or anything like
They just
that.
resurfaced because of, yeah.
Yes,
I know what you're referring
100%.
to, yeah.
I definitely requested to follow it, too, because it's private. I'll get back to you on that.
So,
Anyway.
everybody, just to wrap up, to summarize, I think everybody should watch this. It's important, and hopefully it starts a dialogue in the industry and in the world as a whole, so that this kind of shit never happens again.
Yep, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
On that note, folks, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming in 2 weeks.
Bye and stay safe. If you or someone you know has been the victim of a sexual assault, you are not alone. Help is available at the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 1-800-656-4673.